We are looking forward to a great week together. I don't believe that we're here by accident. I believe that we're here by God's design. And our speaker this week is Norman Hubbard. And we were just reminiscing. I think this is Norman's, Katie, 12th year? 12th year, probably. We first heard of Norman. Somebody was on a college campus and heard Norman speak. We thought, you know what? He wouldn't be a bad speaker for our staff, our summer staff training time. So we invited Norman to come up, and he hit a home run for us. So we thought maybe he would be good with families, and he wasn't bad. And after 12 years, he's really gotten good, and we're glad he's here. But Norman, come up and tell us where you are and where you're from and who you are and what you're going to talk about. And then afterwards, I'm going to pray for you, all right?
All right. Thanks, Tom. It's the thing. Oh, there we go. That works. We're so excited to be here with you guys. And I know for those of you who this is your first time, maybe you've heard stories about this. And if this is your 15th or 50th time here, you know, you come to Fort to reconnect with friends. For many of you, you come to camp with people either from your church or just people who have been to family camp number four a number of times. But especially with your families, you come to just get away into a different environment and reconnect with your family. You come to recreate, right? To have fun. But really, to take that word literally, you've come to recreate, right? To do those things that just replenish your soul, that make your heart full. Some of it is really just going out and being active. I mean, for some of you, your kids haven't seen stars in 12 months. Right? And you get to go out and, you know, see the stars and see the loons and just get your hands dirty and do those things that are just active but that help to replenish you body and soul. But we also come here to really refocus on the Lord. And I trust that part of our time as we come here each morning and as the kids go off to their various classes during the week too, we'll have an opportunity to refocus on the Lord through the Scriptures. As you come into these sessions in the morning, we're going to be looking at the book of 2 Peter in the New Testament. Peter says that when you're in Christ, you have received a saving faith that is of equal value with the faith that the apostles received. That's how he starts the letter. That is insane to think that the faith that you and I have is the same faith that was given to the apostles in the first day. But then he says, God has saved you. He's giving you a knowledge of his Son. But now that he's done that, let's walk out that faith practically in our day-to-day lives. And what would that look like to do it with vigor? He goes on to say, you got to be careful because there are false teachers that are going to be around you. It's just the reality. It's been the reality ever since God called a people to himself. There have been people there who have been trying to mislead them to believe erroneous things and to live in wrong ways. And he says the same thing will be true of you. But he says, stay true because a day is coming when Jesus will come back. I know it seems like the delay has been so long, much longer than anyone expected, but Jesus is coming back. And there's a reason to hold on to this faith that we've been given. That's where we'll be going along the way this week as we open up the book of 2 Peter. I want to ask you to do this. If you're coming to these sessions, bring your Bible with you. Because I want to try to not just read, but explain some of the scriptures there, help to apply it to our lives. But ultimately, this is the source, right? This is our foundation, is the scriptures, not anything that I say about them, but the scriptures. So bring your Bible and get ready to launch in the morning.
So let's just open in a word of prayer and dedicate this week to the Lord, and Ron will come up and has a few more announcements. Father, thank you so much for this time when we can spend together. We pray that we'll have a great week as we enjoy it together. I pray that we'll have great weather, and that we would have safety as we play and recreate and recreate. And so we're looking forward to all the things that you're going to do. We're looking forward to all the fun that we're going to have. And we just pray that you'll bless this week. For we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.